welcome to X-Rated.
Quick and Dirty Edition.
We are two guys that used to date. Now we don't. Now we talk about movies.
That are actually playing in theaters.
Should I close the window?
No, it's nice.
Today we reviewed the movie A Quiet Place, which sounds like a shitty Western, you know, starring John Wayne as the love interest.
Yuck. Come on.
But is actually a taut monster thriller directed by the guy from The Office.
Yeah. Let's just get it out of the way, Matt. John Krasinski, hot or not?
Hot. No, 100%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Beard, no beard. Yeah. Even in The Office, I'm, like, I wasn't a fan of the show, but like he always had that scruffy hair, a little bit of wings in it.
Yeah.
I saw it.
Something works there.
Yeah. No, I get it.
What'd you feel?
Overall positive.
I liked it too.
There was a few things that I was like, really? We got to... Like that fucking whiteboard in the basement. I was like, this is the laziest exposition I can imagine. They should have just handed me a card as I walked into the theater. It's not the presence of the whiteboard necessarily that I had a problem with. It was just that it was so blunt.
Like the actress?
Total Emily Blunt.
I kind of had a problem with the deus ex machina that sort of happens at the end.
I mean, it leads up to it.
Like, yeah.
We get hints of it, but I just remember there's like the creature and it's screaming and like parts of its armor are like, you know.
Wigging out.
Yeah. And I'm like, why didn't Emily Blunt just like fucking shoot that thing? But other than just the flat-footedness of the whiteboard, and I thought Krasinski, is that it? Josh Krasinski? Is
that sounds right. John Krasinski.
John Krasinski. I thought he gave himself a little too martyr-y of a part.
Yeah.
But beyond that, I actually thought it was pretty good. Because a lot of it was just constant forward momentum.
Yeah, it was a movie I found myself feeling was a little too tense.
Okay.
Just because, like, I don't do well with tension.
Wigwam and a teepee?
Yeah. Exactly. I don't do well with movies that don't let the tension die off a lot.
Uh-huh.
And this movie just, like, when it's constantly quiet, I don't know if you've ever tried to be quiet, like if someone's sleeping or something.
Never works.
It's really, really hard. And that's what they're doing this whole movie. So it kind of stressed me out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like the premise and the conceit of it all. And I like that it's basically the monsters are sort of a metaphor for tragedy, really.
That's what I was sort of thinking.
Like, but you can prepare for it as much as you want, but it's still probably accidents happen. You
yeah.
know? And what this movie is smart about is that then it focuses on, like, how do you deal with that?
Mm-hmm.
So I liked that about it. I liked that it really focused in on the family's... struggles there.
As someone who works in sound, do you feel like this movie would be too much pressure, or if you were like the sound engineer or the sound designer on it, or would you be like, this is my day to shine?
I was so jealous of the person who got to work on this movie. The whole time I was like, they probably had a blast,
because I was like, the sound effects, because you know, nobody's talking for the most part, so like the sound effects and the score and the sound design are the star of the movie.
It is
for
begging
a lot of
for jump scares. Yeah. There's like, you just, they're constant.
Yeah, everyone's trying to be as quiet as possible for 100 minutes.
Yeah, so anytime you want to scare someone, just pop in a loud noise.
Yeah.
And it worked for me.
I felt the jump scares were pretty solid.
They
weren't just like jump out and surprise you. It was like, you know, turn the corner or catch something, you know, around your eye or, you know, something like that. Like it actually got pretty inventive with it, and they were fairly unpredictable too. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't really place when they were going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, God damn it. I love Emily Blunt.
So the only thing that I could really think of that I had seen her in previously was Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's like one of those actresses that you've always really liked.
Yeah.
And I remember like sitting down for this. I was like, all right, Emily Blunt, this is like the first thing that like, I know that you're in that I'm watching. You got to impress me. And I'm like, oh God, she kind of nailed it.
She's
like,
really good.
Pun intended. I remember thinking, I was like, okay, she's pregnant. What's their plan to not have a baby cry? And at first I was like, oh, they're just getting the baby high? Like, is that what they're doing? But I was like, oh, no. I see what's happening. Mm-hmm. And actually, I was like, okay, that's actually kind of smart.
I don't want to spoil anything, but they sort of end up putting it in a soundproof area, we'll
yeah,
say.
Yeah.
And the person who was sitting next to me complete stranger was laughing really hard at that part.
Oh, really?
Which made me believe they have a baby, and
that would not fly.
Wanted a creative way to shut it up.
But yeah, I mean, for the most part, I like horror movies even when they're bad. So like, I might be a little biased mm-hmm. here, but really, because it wasn't just like all build up or just, you know, all suspense. Like, there was actually like payoff.
Yeah.
And there were real stakes, it felt like. Yeah.
It ends on a really great note too.
Yeah. It actually ends on like almost a comic note.
Yeah. It's a fun note to go out on.
And it's not like the whole world was gonna end. It was like there was only like confirmed like 3 monsters.
In the area,
yeah. But it just sort of kind of gives that feeling like this is something localized to them and their family. It's not like if they don't manage to get out, that it's not like a zombie apocalypse necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're sort of stranded in this situation. We get no backstory. We don't know where these monsters came from. We don't know how the family ended up in this specific situation.
Yeah.
And
you don't need it.
Yeah. No, it was fine. You just kind of hit the
ground
running.
Pretty bare bones.
Like, the movie starts here at, like, day 79 or something.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that really gives you any indication of what happened in those previous days.
Yeah. I want to also say that the kids they got to be in this movie were really good, too.
Yeah.
There's a deaf actress whose name I don't remember, but she's really great.
Wait, is she actually deaf?
Yeah.
Oh.
Apparently.
Okay.
And I was really worried that one of her cochlear implants was going to work and she was going to start hearing again.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no sure way to make me cry than to show me a cochlear implant patient like turning it on.
Oh, okay.
I mean, God, I've gone down YouTube holes of that and just like tears
really?
Streaming. So I was really worried I didn't want to be crying at a fucking horror movie.
I also like that even though Kransky or whatever his name is kind of gives himself like a hero role.
Yeah.
I do like that it's like the bitches who save the day in the very end of things.
Yeah.
Because like the son, and I mean, this is, I would say, a credit to his acting talent, kind of a wimp. Like, the boy doesn't have a lot of backbone to him.
No.
Whereas the daughter kind of does.
Yeah, she's
and
cool.
Gets miffed when she's like left out of like the nitty gritty of things.
I mean, A Quiet Place too. We'll see.
The new batch.
Yeah. I guess all in all, yeah, recommended, right?
I would recommend it, yes.
Same here. Go check it out. It's good scare, good fun time.
Yes.
That's it.
All right. Join us again on our regularly scheduled podcast, X-Rated, every Monday morning.
Every Monday morning.
Where we go further in depth into less well-known movies. And we will be back with more Quick and Dirties as well.
All right. We'll see you then.
Keep watching the skies.